Hello, welcome back to About Music. Today we're continuing our discussion of musical fingerprints using the keyboard music of the last four centuries. And last week we spoke about the Baroque and the classical periods. Today we're going to spend time looking at the Romantic and modern periods. And in addition to the pieces which I identified before, we're going to listen to some more music of Schumann's, Debussy, Schoenberg, and Bartók. The music of Schumann and his contemporaries was written on pianos that were very similar to our modern pianos. By 1850, the design of the piano was fixed. Manufacturers were producing grand pianos virtually identical to those of today. When listening to these romantic composers, you will immediately hear an emotionally resonant and rich sound, warm and lyrical, with a wide range of harmonic colors contributing to the emotional expressiveness. The harmonies and scales are still the major and minor keys, but the music is characterized by expressiveness and emotional depth. There is a shift towards subjective and personal expression in music. As was appropriate to the general spirit of the times, music now had to express something. Romantic composers were seeking to create music that was individual, emotional, dramatic, programmatic, evoking non-musical stimuli such as nature, literature, poetry, supernatural elements, and the fine arts. There's a wonderful article about this on Wikipedia under the heading Romantic Music. So most of this music has fanciful titles which suggest a story or a setting. In the Schumann fantasies, there's one movement called In der Nacht. It depicts two characters, Floristan and Eusebius, which represent the two sides of Schumann's personality, passion and nocturnal calm. The story of this movement is of Hera and Leander, which is the Greek myth relating the story of Hera, a priestess of Aphrodite, who dwelt in a tower in Sestos on the European side of the Hellespont, and also of Leander, a young man from Abydos on the opposite side of the strait. Leander fell in love with Hera and would swim every night across the Hellespont to spend time with her. Hera, in turn, would light a lamp at the top of her tower to guide his way. Succumbing to Leander's soft words and to his argument that Aphrodite as the goddess of love would scorn the worship of a virgin, Hera allowed him to make love to her. Their trysts lasted through a warm summer, but one stormy winter night the waves tossed Leander into the sea and the breezes blew out Hera's light. Leander lost his way and drowned. On hearing his fate, Hera threw herself from the tower to her death in remorse and sorrow.
Thank you.
hope you enjoyed that music. Personally, before I knew the story behind the music, I saw this piece as depicting those aspects of the night that make us frightened and nervous, as opposed to the warm comfort of daylight, which is depicted in the gentle evening of the opening movement called Des Abends. Even though we're in the Romantic period, there is still attention to the traditional classical sonata form with thematic development. In the piece In der Nacht, we have a traditional sonata structure hidden by the Romantic passion. A defining feature of the music of the 19th century and carried over into the 20th century is pianistic virtuosity. A pianist was no longer simply a musician. He or she now had to be a titan of the keyboard. This brings us to the keyboard music of the 20th century, and it is incredibly diverse. There are factors that are common to most of these styles. The most obvious is the use of melodies and harmonies in scale systems that move well beyond major and minor. Energetic rhythmic drive is also a strong feature of the music of this period. So is the incredible complexity of the music and the difficulty of playing and understanding the compositions. I will highlight three of these diverse compositional styles. Impressionism and Debussy. The scales in the Joyous Isle include the whole tone and pentatonic in addition to major and minor. We covered all of these scales in episode 11 if you would like to refresh your memory from the podcast section. Rhythmic and virtuoso playing are very evident in this composition. Additionally, in the Impressionist style, here is an entire short sonata by Ravel. Thank you. major genre of the 20th century is Expressionism, and Arnold Schoenberg was one of the leading composers here. This shows the complete abandoning of Western tonal systems of major and minor, and replaces it with music in which all 12 tones are given theoretically equal treatment. This 12-tone technique produced music that at the same time sounds incredibly complex and also sounds to the uninitiated like completely random pressing of notes. This music is probably best understood by examining the score, but for non-readers of music, the best advice I can give is to listen to the overall shape and the structure and don't attempt to get caught up in detailed analytical thinking. This piece, like many, has no title. It's simply called Piano Piece Opus 33, so that even that straw is not available for us to clutch onto. It is undeniably difficult listening, not popular, and therefore very seldom heard in the concert hall. Wikipedia has an extensive article on this topic if you would like to research it further. Nationalism, which was a feature of the 19th century, took on a new shape in the 20th century. Ethnomusicologists sought to record and preserve the sound of folk and traditional music before it was overwhelmed and forever lost in the sweeping tide of popular music, which was proliferated through the radio, records, and other methods of mass production. Even up to today, many researchers are working in every imaginable culture to preserve what still exists before it is permanently lost as the younger generations become more and more westernized. Bartok was one of these ethnomusicologists. He recorded and wrote down, along with Kodály, the Magyar Hungarian peasant music, and incorporated some of it into their compositions. The three rondos are an example of this. Let's listen. Did you notice the use of non-traditional harmony and scales, which are not as radical as Schoenberg granted, but one technique that Bartok uses is combining different scales at the same time. Also, he often hides the difference between the major and minor by using both of them at the same time, especially in chords. The second of Bartok's pieces that we will listen to today once again shows folk influences and rhythms. Bartok in this piece combines Hungarian pentatonic music with Romanian chromatic music and strong rhythms. The title is Allegro Barbaro. This was a jab at his critics who didn't understand him at all and referred to him as a barbarian. To conclude the program, I'm going to give you the entire Fantasiestücke Opus 12 of Schumann. The movements are Evening, Soaring as in Flying Like an Eagle, Why, the Question Why, Whims as Impulses or Humor, In the Night, Fable, Dreams, and End of the Song. Thank you. This is Brian signing off for this week.